That's from Chicken Run, for those who don't recognise it. It actually comes after the credits, so you've got to be a diehard fan to actually know it's there. And it asks a deeply theological and philosophical question. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Can you have one without the other? And it's like Christmas and Easter. Can you really celebrate Christmas, which is what we're trying to do today and tomorrow, without having an understanding of what Easter is about? Tomorrow we celebrate Christmas, packaged as a clean Christmas card image of a young girl having a child, a wonderfully warm environment, a sanitized stable where the animals are all well behaved and the straw is yellow and clean. Then in a few days' time, our decorations will begin to look a bit sad, and we put them back in the boxes. And by March, they've made their way back up to the loft for next year. People love Christmas. I love Christmas. And people say it's all about family. And we enjoy those familiar family times when we gather together, when we have meals around a table. We enjoy the familiar carols, hearing them and singing them. And I know that people in the Woolpack last week really enjoyed singing the carols, because every time I've walked past the Woolpack since, I've been stopped and said, "Oh, what a cracking night we had the other night." And I reckon it's singing on Ilkley Moorbar, Shepherd's Watch to on Ilkley Moorbar Tat that does it. Or the proper tune, as I always insist. Because it makes them feel Christmassy. And we might even visit a church like we are doing tonight. We love the mince pies, Christmas pudding and family. And it's so wonderful, it's Christmas, because it brings a moment of light into the darkness of winter. And so it should. But if Jesus was born in a stable, it certainly was not clean. It would have been the room where the family kept the animals during the winter nights, with all the usual animal muck and country smells. Mary, like any other mother, having just given birth, not clean and pristine. Add to that that she was young, very young, pregnant before marriage in a culture where that could lead to death. Then, not long after, fleeing for their lives from Bethlehem as refugees, seeking asylum in a foreign land. Not the greatest of starts in life. But many of us just stick to that sanitized story, the Christmas card. And so often we stop there until next year it gets to November and the Christmas carols start playing in the shops again. And we hear Fairy Tale of New York and know it's Christmas time. But if it's that, we're simply celebrating the birth of a baby born among many thousands of babies in Palestine some 2,000 years ago. Nothing unique, just a baby born in poverty, fleeing as a refugee. A common story then, and guess what? A common story now. Why was this birth special? Well, we need to cast an eye to Easter. Some 30 years later, that baby was now an adult, a preacher, a storyteller, a worker of miracles, a pain to the local Jewish authorities and to the Roman authorities. He threatened to make the region unstable and needed to be stopped. So they contrived to have him killed in that most Roman of ways on a cross. Yet the story did not stop there. Otherwise, it again would have been pretty unremarkable, and we wouldn't be here tonight. Instead, it continued, because whilst he died, he was also raised to life on the third day, bringing new life to the world, beginning a revolution that will set the world to rights again, where there will eventually be no more pain, no more tears. To understand Christmas, we need to understand Easter. If Jesus, that baby that was born in poverty, is special, it is because he is the Son of God who died and rose again. Then, in 3 months' time, we come to Easter, and we will look at the cross and the empty tomb. And when we do that, we have to look back to the manger, because in that manger, God became a human being, set aside his power and his majesty, became like one of us, so that he would know what it was like to be human. The joys and the pains, the pleasure and the sadness, the mourning and the laughter, so that he could take on his shoulders the sin of the world. All those times when you and I missed the mark. To understand Christmas is to understand Easter. To understand Easter is to understand Christmas. The two events are linked together. The baby in a manger is God on earth and the man on the cross. Which comes first? Christmas or Easter? Chicken or egg? This Christmas, take a moment to think, is it more than just light on a dark winter's night? Is it just a nice story passed down from generations about babies and mangers, shepherds and kings? Is it just a time of family stress and excess? Or do we want it to be more? Do we want it to be something we can experience every day when God becomes part of the world in which we live and breathe? When God walks with us on our journey, do we want Christmas to be more this year? I encourage all of us to pause for a moment. Tomorrow, later this evening, to look at the Christmas scenes of Mary and Jesus in a stable and ask yourself, can you see the shadow of the cross? Can you see thorns coming from his crown in the straw? Because if we only ever look at Christmas with thinking about Easter, it would be like looking at an egg and never thinking about the chicken. To be able to understand and celebrate Christmas without celebrating Easter, I believe, is impossible. Therefore, take a moment and ask yourself, can you see the crown of thorns in the straw?